This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, country under attack. First of all, got to thank Lee Elsie. Great job, as always. My board op, Chris O'Sullivan, always just brags about the great job Lee Elsie did. I think he loves Lee more than he loves me. I'm really hurt. Listen, the country is under attack. I got to switch from Love Fest for Lee Elsie, who's the greatest. And we always appreciate him guest hosting on Thursdays and sometimes even more than that. And, of course, when I'm away, Lee Elsie as well. Great job, Lee. Who is the morning host for WJJF in New London, WJJF FM in New London, Connecticut, and other stations all over the state of Connecticut. Well, I'm the night guy in all those stations. And so it's our East Coast flagship, just like KBET 790 AM is our West Coast flagship here in Las Vegas. But I got to segue to some really tragic news, which is the nation's under attack. The deep state and the CIA are trying to take down the President of the United States. That is so clear after everything that happened today. And the deep state and the CIA are filled with communists. I'm going to play Joe McCarthy here. There's no question Joe McCarthy was right. He was just early. Our government is littered with communist agents. And Adam Schiff is a communist agent if I've ever seen one. A vicious scumbag piece of human garbage, communist agent Adam Schiff. Please, right-wing watch, quote me. The lowest form of human vile below a slug is Adam Schiff. And I'm not the only one who thinks it. Lots of conservatives think it, if not all. 63 million Trump voters think it. But Donald Trump, the President of the United States, thinks it as well. Because Schiff actually made up a fantasy on the floor of the U.S. House, and I'm sure this is the way Democrats operate. Make up a fantasy, and then the media quotes it, and then they act like they didn't know it was a fantasy, and they actually think that's what Donald Trump said, and then they act like that's what Donald Trump said, and from then on in that gets quoted. Because that's what they did to me. As an example, I was never a birther in my entire life. Even there's nothing wrong with being a birther. There's nothing wrong with questioning the man whose finger's on the nuclear button. And he's the one, Barack Obama, whose own book bios, when he got out of Columbia, said born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia. So the fact that anybody would ask doesn't bother me. But I never asked. I was never a birther in my whole life. But a lying piece of human scum, liberal, extreme, hateful piece of garbage in Nevada spread the rumor that Wayne Root was a birther, and when I had my lawyers call him and say, we're going to sue you for $100 million, his answer was, Wayne Root says he went to Columbia with Obama and never saw him. That makes him a birther. Anyone who ever questions anything about Obama makes him a birther. So they make it up as they go along. The word birther denotes you're questioning Obama's birth. I've never questioned Obama's birth. Obama questioned Obama's birth. Obama's book said, born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia, that's from Obama. And his publishers, and his literary agent. I've never in my life gotten involved in the topic. Obama, by definition, is a birther. Wayne Root is not. So when that one scumball, slimeball, scumbag in Nevada said that Wayne Root's a birther, then Rachel Maddow said, Wayne Root's a birther. And she admitted she got it from the scumbag, commie, liberal liar in Nevada. And then other people started saying, Wayne Root's a birther. See, so they start with a lie, and then they all start to quote the lie, and then they say, well, I have every right to quote it because someone else said it in print, so it must be true. It's the most incredible thing you've ever seen. So well, I remember when Saturday Night Live showed Sarah Palin saying, I could see Russia from my house in Alaska. Everybody laughed, but eventually everyone forgot, was it Saturday Night Live or was it Sarah Palin? And then they started to intertwine the two, and then it became that was what Sarah Palin say. She could see Russia from Alaska, and everyone made a joke. She's so dumb. She never said it. The actress comedian on Saturday Night Live said it. But the world started to think she said it. And that's what Schiff's trying to do. President Trump ridiculed Adam Schiff on Thursday after the House Intelligence Committee chairman, that's a funny name, for a lying scumbag with no brains who's bought and paid for by Russia and communist operatives and George Soros, the leading communist in the world, who hates capitalism and hates America and hates Israel, even though he is a Jew, hates Israel, just like all the kids I went to Columbia with. All white, all Jewish, hated white people, hated Jews, hated Israel, flew Palestinian flags. Sick, sick people who have self-hatred. They all need psychiatrists. And by the way, all these kids that bragged about being communists and seemed to hate Israel, even though they were Jewish at Columbia, every single one of them admitted they saw psychiatrists. These are crazy people. These are dysfunctional people. Liberals are mentally ill, dysfunctional people who need shrinks all day long. And hate themselves and hate their race because they were brought up wealthy and successful. They had the ultimate white privilege. They had white privilege. I didn't have white privilege. I grew up the son of a butcher. That's why Trump's new PACs ad, the new Trump Super PACs ad, talks about white privilege and Biden's son. That's white privilege. It's always liberal kids who are the children of liberal, Democrat, multimillionaire, multibillionaires who have white privilege, and then they try to project it on everybody else. But we don't have it. All the kids I grew up with were middle-class, working-class, white Italian kids and a few Irish kids and a few Jewish kids, and every one of them had middle-class parents or working-class parents. They never heard of white privilege. But this Intelligence Committee chairman, back to Adam Schiff, the communist, employed a fantasy narrative during his congressional hearing. Trump said Schiff has zero credibility, another fantasy to hurt the Republican Party. I mean, the whole thing is a joke. Schiff made up the conversation between Trump and Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. He made it up, but he made it up on the House floor with the nation watching. And there are going to be tons of dumb, uneducated, ignorant, liberal, Democrat, welfare addicts who actually believe that that was the conversation. You know, and he kind of made it like a mafia conversation, and Trump said, you got to do it, and I'm going to force you to do it, and you got to find dirt, you got to basically set up this guy Biden and make him, you know, put out fake news and make sure he's guilty. Well, see, again, Zelensky, what did Zelensky say? The ultimate commie, liberal, pinko, slimeball, Zelensky said, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. Democrats try to frame Trump. So now they're trying to make it like Trump framed Biden. But Trump didn't frame Biden. If you listen to the phone conversation, it was a nice conversation. And all Trump did was say to him, listen, check it out. We've heard there's some bad stuff that went on with the vice president of our country, Biden. And they ripped off your people with American money. It should have gone to you. And instead, it went to Biden's kid and Biden's kid's company. Check it out. And you know who's the worst guy in all this? They're all in it up to their ears. They're all in the deep state, or they owe something to the CIA, or the CIA's blackmailing them. Mitt Romney is the dirtiest SOB, and I don't mean son of a butcher, I've ever seen. The dirtiest SOB. And he hates Trump so much. And after Romney trash talks Trump's Ukraine call, it turns out his former top advisor is exposed as a Burisma board member. Failed presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Let me say that again. Failed loser Mitt Romney. Failed loser Mitt Romney, who couldn't win because he was a weak, cowardly punching bag for Barack Obama. Failed loser Mitt Romney has been talking a tremendous amount of trash about President Trump's phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. And in that phone call, Trump asked his foreign counterparts to investigate claims, investigate, not frame, investigate, that former President Joe Biden abused his office to help his son. Notably, the younger Biden sat on the board of a Ukrainian gas company, Burisma, collecting $50,000 per month despite having no previous experience in the field, nor being an investor in the field. His only qualifications is his daddy, who then threatened to withhold $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees unless Ukraine's top prosecutor, who was investigating Burisma, was fired. Well, now it turns out Romney's top advisor was on the Burisma board. They're all together. They're all deep state. They're all DC swamp. They're all scum. They're all CIA. They're all bought and paid for. They're all being blackmailed by the CIA. Mitt Romney's national security advisor in his 2012 presidential campaign, a career CIA spook who rose to its top level, sits on the board of directors of Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company that paid Hunter Biden $50,000 a month despite his lack of credentials or qualifications. And you do know Rudy Giuliani says $1.8 billion, not million, billion, is missing from Burisma. Well, this guy, Hunter Biden, sat on the board. And it's also an odd coincidence that Mitt has, as CNN puts it, been a lone Republican voice expressing concern about Trump's July phone call with Zelensky, in which Ukraine's president, which he asked Ukraine's president to investigate former Vice President Biden and his family. Still more oddly coincidental is the background of Mitt's advisor deep in the CIA, part of the intelligence community, that's been opposing Trump, trying to frame Trump from the beginning. Back in October 6, 2011, Mitt Romney proudly announced Joseph Kofor Black was among the people chosen as special advisors. Extensive background, CIA, and involved with Burisma, the company that Trump is now going after. They're all together. They're all the deep state. They've all gotten rich off of you. They sucked off of your money, your taxpayer money. They've all ripped you off. One man is fighting for you. President Donald J. Trump, one man's fighting for Trump, Wayne Allen Root. And breaking news, Solomon, as in John Solomon, as in investigative journalist John Solomon, has a bombshell out. Ukrainian prosecutor Shokin details Biden's shakedown, and it will likely end Biden's presidential campaign. Who said that? Wayne Allen Root has told you all along, Biden will never be the Democratic nominee, and he will never be President of the United States, and this has killed Biden's entire career. Over.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All of the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare is not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It is Christian health sharing. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. I repeat, you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. You can do it anytime. You can do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My four children are all members. It's my third year. I've saved $54,000 in just premiums. Can you imagine my bank account has an extra $54,000 in it because of Liberty HealthShare, and that's just the premium. That does not include what they did for me when someone in my family got sick or when I got kidney stones, and they paid for the doctor, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, and the hospital, minus a deductible that I had to pay, which is one-fourth the deductible I used to have at Aetna Health Insurance. It starts at $107 a month for a single, starts at $449 a month for a family. This is the way healthcare should be. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. And as always, just go to WayneRoot@gmail.com. Just email me. If you're in your car and you can't remember that, just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And I will let you know any contact information for any sponsor on the show. Because I know everybody on radio is in their car. When you're in your car, it's hard to remember all this stuff or write it down. You're driving. So the breaking news was Solomon Bombshell, Ukrainian prosecutor Shokin details Biden shakedown will likely end the Biden campaign. Investigative journalist, I'm telling you, Biden is the collateral damage in this. His career is destroyed. No one's voting for Joe Biden anymore. No one. John Solomon told Sean Hannity Wednesday night he has over 400 pages of documents that he will reveal that show Hunter Biden's legal team work with the Ukrainian prosecutors to end the investigation on the vice president's son. He told Hannity his news story would hit on Thursday afternoon. He added it's going to strongly dispute Joe Biden's claim of why he got the Ukrainian top prosecutor fired. Solomon dropped the documents on Thursday afternoon that implicate Joe Biden. And then they tell you where to find them. You can actually find them. Hundreds of pages. Here's the Victor Shokin statement. Joe Biden famously had Shokin fired while he was investigating Hunter Biden. Victor Shokin describes that Joe Biden had him fired. Shokin details how it happened, claims he tried to get his job as top prosecutor back after he learned that Joe Biden had pressured Ukraine to remove him or Joe Biden for his, to remove him for his investigation of Burisma. This will likely end Joe Biden's campaign. The corruption is too obvious and extensive. And it's just page after page after page. Victor Shokin accused the Obama administration of taking steps in Ukraine to isolate and remove people who did not serve their interest. This includes Shokin himself, who was investigating Joe Biden's corrupt son, Hunter Biden. And then the breaking news is John Solomon drops hundreds of pages of documents implementing Hunter Biden and the Ukrainian scandal. He has 400 pages. 400 pages. And here's why the tide turned. This is what's going on. Democrats freaked out after the transcript was released, and they realized POTUS Trump, President of the United States Trump, is on the CrowdStrike trail. He's going after the origins of the Russian hoax. Do you understand? This was a CIA hoax from the beginning. From the very beginning, the spooks were the ones who didn't want Trump to become president. They're the ones that decided to frame Trump. They're the ones that put the FISA warrant together for the DNC and Hillary Clinton. It was all spooks in the United States, CIA, in the British intelligence and others, and in Russia. And it's a lie that the Russians hacked into the DNC server. And by the way, it wasn't Trump who brought up the Biden investigation. It was Zelensky who brought up the Biden investigation. And then President Trump asked Zelensky to look into the 2016 election, including information on CrowdStrike. And the transcript sent shockwaves through the deep state. And the Democrats run the deep state. How that happened, I have no idea. You would think the CIA would be nothing but conservative Republicans. And instead, it's because it's riddled with communists who hate this country. But the reason why is they're probably all getting rich. They're doing dirty deals. And Trump could upend all of that and ruin it all for them. Kill the goose that laid the golden egg. Trump's going after the Trump-Russia witch hunt, which is the deep state. He said he was going to clean the swamp, but he's going after them. And that's why they're so scared. That's what CrowdStrike's about. CrowdStrike, the founder of CrowdStrike, is a Russian immigrant who hates Putin with a purple passion, and it seems to color CrowdStrike's security work. Prime example, when CrowdStrike claimed the Russians had hacked the Ukrainian artillery during the time Russia was invading Ukraine. CrowdStrike claimed the Russian hack caused the Ukrainians to fire on their own troops, killing thousands of them, and they were dead wrong about it. We'll come back. I'll tell you more about CrowdStrike.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is responding to a whistleblower complaint that was made public.
To the best of my knowledge, and from what I've seen so far, each of the actions that were undertaken by State Department officials was entirely appropriate and consistent with the objective that we've had, certainly since this new government has come into office.
Speaking with reporters in New York, Pompeo says the Trump administration is committed to creating a better relationship with Ukraine and helping end corruption in the nation. President Trump says California Democrat Adam Schiff has zero credibility. The president also accused the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee of cooking up another fantasy to hurt the Republican Party. And some of the nation's leading drug stores are recalling generic versions of the heartburn drug Zantac because of its links to cancer. The boxes were sold over-the-counter at Walgreens, Walmart, and Rite Aid. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Newsmax TV. And by the way, Newsmax TV not only reaches 70 million homes, and I'm their number one show at 8 o'clock at night, the primetime slot, 8 o'clock at night, East Coast time, 5 o'clock West, 7 o'clock Central, Wayne Allen Root Show, otherwise known as Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered, five nights a week, Monday through Friday. But now we're going to get it in Las Vegas for the first time. Cox Cable just picked up Newsmax TV and the Wayne Allen Root Show. So Channel 96 in Las Vegas starting on November 13th. And it'll be on all across Cox Cable customers all across America. Number three biggest cable company in America. 6.2 million customers. And my understanding is pretty much all of Arizona, all of Nevada, and all of San Diego will now get Newsmax TV and the Wayne Allen Root Show. But if you're not getting it, just call this toll-free number, 844-500-6397, and Newsmax will plug you right into the cable system anywhere in this country where you are, wherever your zip code and your home address is. They'll find the right cable system, plug you into the right office, and you tell them you demand Newsmax TV. We're now going to be in 80 million homes, 80 million homes by December. 844-500-6397. Make sure we're in a cable system home near you. 844-500-6397. In the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It's free. We got our guest here, the distinguished Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney and independent counsel, founding partner of a Washington, D.C. law firm, frequent Fox News guest, one of my heroes. You constantly see him on Hannity defending the President of the United States and the rule of law and the U.S. Constitution, and he's a great guy. Joe, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks, Wayne.
Isn't this whole thing amazing? I've never seen anything like it in my life. I keep saying it's as if I witnessed a murder, my neighbor murdering his wife, and I called the police and said, quick, my neighbor just murdered his wife. And the police sent a SWAT team to arrest me and charge me with a crime that puts me in jail for life or gives me the death penalty. And I go, what did I do? You reported the murder across the street. Trump was asking about a crime. Look into it. It's a crime on foreign soil by an American official. We can't investigate it. You got to. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. First of all, the President of the United States is the executive branch under Article Enforcement Officer of the United States, and at the same time, he is the head diplomat of the United States. So in every sense of his powers and authority and duties under the Constitution, that conversation with President Zelensky of Ukraine was completely proper. It dealt with subject matters over which the president has plenary and unchallenged jurisdiction, law enforcement, and foreign policy. Now, this is a charade being conducted by the Democrats, and it's really a disgrace to the House of Representatives, but the Democratic Party is so far gone, they don't even care about things like that.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm not a legal expert. I only play one on TV, and I'm not even kidding. I play a lawyer on TV, but I'm not a lawyer. And so I got to ask you a question, Joe. We're talking to Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney, independent counsel, founding partner of Washington law firm, and you constantly see him on Fox News, great defender of the president. Him and his wife, both great defenders of the president, a great legal mind. Joe, I guess my question is, have you ever in your life, I know I haven't, seen private conversations between the President of the United States and other world leaders either leaked to the press or leaked to the United States House Intelligence or ever given out to the media? I've never seen anything like this. Did anyone ever leak Obama's conversation with world leaders in 8 years? And if not, how come they only leaked Trump's?
Well, I think what you're seeing here is the result of very bad Department of Justice policy under Jeff Sessions. All of these leaks should have been dealt with by him. The leak of the Michael Flynn phone call with Kislyak, the Russian ambassador, to David Ignatius at the Washington Post. We don't know what the status of that investigation is. Nothing ever happened. Nothing ever happened during Jeff Sessions' tenure or Rosenstein's tenure about the leak. And so what you're seeing now with this agent who was inside the White House is a classic example of what goes wrong when you don't take control from the beginning of an administration. The other thing is the reason that these transcripts from these phone calls were put in a special computer was because of the leak at the beginning of the administration. This was a protective defensive measure, and the Democrats are trying to make it look like they were trying to hide the tape. Well, if you want to hide it, you just destroy it. I mean, this is the silliest, the most ridiculous ridiculous argument you've ever heard. I mean, but you see, the Democrats don't care about that. They don't have to be logical. When you have the media
right
on your side, no matter what you're doing, you can be as stupid and ignorant and ill-informed as you have to be, and it won't make any difference.
So, I mean, as I look at all the news coming out today, I want to know if you come to the same conclusion. To me, this is a giant deep state D.C. swamp conspiracy involving the CIA, involving the Clintons and Clinton lawyers, involving the deep state. They're all out to frame Trump. Am I crazy? Is that what's going on? I don't think I'm a conspiracy theorist.
No, that is precisely what's going on. And, in fact, if you read the complaint filed by the so-called whistleblower, which he is not under the law. He is not a whistleblower. Or she, who knows. When you read it, this was not written by an intelligence officer. This was written by a group of lawyers. It cites magazines, newspaper articles, books, third-party it is a classic piece of pretextual prevarication. But it succeeded in the sense that it was used. I'm convinced that Adam Schiff was the original source for the information to the press about it, and his staff may have even been involved in the formulation of the complaint itself.
When I see the whistleblower, who is a spy, clearly, right? I mean, can't you bring them up on spy charges, on treason charges? What right does anyone have to drop a dime on the President of the United States, the leader of the free world, the commander of the United States military? Why is anyone listening into his conversations? But then it got worse, Joe. Here's what I don't understand. What if Wayne Root, said back in 2012, I heard from a friend who heard from a friend who heard from a friend that Obama is a traitor to America on a phone call with the Muslim Brotherhood. What if I said that? Can you imagine the media picking up on that and going, we believe it, and let's make it the biggest news story in America? How can you say I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend?
Well, this is, these are entirely two sets of standards, one for Democrats, one for Republicans. The media does not exist anymore. Everybody has to understand that. We no longer have a neutral, detached, and objective press. We have advocates, protagonists, propagandists, and partisans. They are part of the Democratic Party. They hate this president. They wanted Hillary Clinton to win. She didn't, and they've done everything in their power to destroy him since he took office. It is amazing that he has been able to withstand this onslaught, and he has incredible strength. And I admire him immensely for the way he has conducted himself, notwithstanding this assault on his presidency.
When I read the actual complaint by the whistleblower, the first thing I thought, and I've seen someone wrote about it earlier today, the very first thing I thought, Joe, was that this wasn't like an average person who wrote this. This was a team of Washington lawyers. Only Washington lawyers could frame something this well and make up so many lies and make them sound real. This was a pre-thought attempt to take down the President of the United States by a whole group of Democrat lawyers and CIA spooks.
Yeah, this was Brennan's people who have remained inside the agency. This was a planned event. This did not happen by accident. This was all planned ahead of time. When the Mueller thing fell through with Mueller's horrible, horrible testimony and his pathetic report, this was the next stage. And it was all worked out with a group of lawyers and politicians and people up and Democrats in the House. There's just no doubt about it. And, of course, Brennan and Brennan's people.
So here's my question, okay? You are a former U.S. attorney and independent counsel. I can even understand how under a Democrat like Obama, only Republicans ever get indicted and nobody ever goes after Democrats and no one goes after Hillary and the FBI protects Hillary. I hate it, but I can understand it at least. How's it possible we elected a great guy and it's now a Republican president, a Republican administration, and still it seems like it's only Republicans who get indicted and it's never Democrats who get in trouble for doing very bad things? How is that possible?
Well, this is a strange time, and I don't have an answer to that question, regrettably. It's a very, very, very bad time. And this is what happens when you don't take control of an administration from the beginning. The Jeff Sessions tenure at the department harmed this president immensely, and he never recovered from it. And if he succeeds and gets reelected, it's going to be a miracle.
And what do you make of that? I've never understood, because I always thought Jeff Sessions was a great guy, a great senator from Alabama, a Southern Republican, conservative, one of Trump's biggest supporters, strong guy, never gave up, fights against illegal immigration, toughest little guy I've ever seen. And then he becomes Trump's attorney general, and he becomes this weakling, this coward, and he runs and hides from his shadow and makes sure that Trump's in big trouble. Was the fix in? Did someone got pictures of him from the CIA or the NSA?
No.
What is going on there?
No, the truth is, senators are very bad managers. There are very few who could run an agency or do anything very well. And Jeff was, he never recuperated from his first confirmation hearing, where he was slaughtered when he didn't get his federal judgeship. And he got creamed in his attorney general's confirmation hearing, and he ended up the same way when it was over. Weak, damaged goods, and cowardly.
Well, I wish we had 1,000 Joe DeGenovas. I really do. Joe, I love you, man. I think you're great. You're one of my heroes. Go get him. Former U.S. attorney, independent counsel, founding partner, Washington, D.C. law firm. You see him on Fox News all the time, and I'm very honored he comes on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Joe, thanks for coming on.
You bet.
We got a few fighters out there, not a lot. Joe is one of them. Wayne Root's one of them. Thank God Donald J. Trump is one of them. And Rudy Giuliani's one of them, although sometimes, I don't know, some of the things he says are a little strange. But I'll take him. He's okay. He's America's mayor. That's our team. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, good to hear from Joe DeGeneva. What a wild story. This whole thing is just crazy, what's happening to my great president of the United States. It's just so clear. He's a rich man. He was a billionaire. He didn't need the money. He wanted to clean up the swamp. He doesn't have to rip off the taxpayers, the Treasury. He wants to give a fair deal to the average working man or woman. And the Democratic Party can't stand that. And the deep state can't stand it. And the deep state now controlled by the Democratic Party. It's incredible. You know, it's just so funny because I grew up very naive. My father taught me to love every cop, every FBI, every CIA, anyone who worked for the government as a spook. These are the heroes. Well, they're not heroes, some of them. Some of them are bad people, man. And I thought if you were a cop, you have short hair, you have a crew cut, a buzz cut, you love America, you wear a flag on your lapel, and that is a lot of cops. But I'm sure it's a lot of CIA. I'm sure it's a lot of FBI. But it's sure not the leaders of those organizations. A lot of them are literally communists who obviously hate America or they're just on the take. Maybe they love America, and maybe they're not communists, they're Republicans, but they're on the take. They're stealing from the American people, and they can't take a chance. The Trump will unearth it and ruin their game. And maybe not even unearth it. Maybe they won't even get caught. He'll just stop the practice where you make $175,000 a year and you steal another $500,000 a year. If you can't do it anymore, you've got come to learn to live on $675,000 a year instead of $175,000, and they take away the $500 worth of theft. You got big problems. And these guys have gotten fat on the hog, and they're used to stealing money. They're used to making $175,000 and stealing all the money they could steal. And Vegas is a great example, man. I mean, it's just not a week goes by where some corrupt politician or government employee isn't caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Stealing, stealing, stealing. They're all stealing. These people aren't civil servants. They're thieves. They don't make $100,000. First of all, they make $100,000 plus, and they get a pension of $100,000 plus. Some of them make $200,000, a pension of $200,000. Some of them make $300,000, and a pension of $300,000. And then they, on top of that, they get all they could steal in government contracts they give to their brothers, their sisters, their wives, their brother-in-law, their sister-in-law, their mother, their children. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Or they're just plain stealing. In Vegas, the scams are just unbelievable. by government employees and politicians and bureaucrats. You know, like one of the greatest scams in Vegas. This has gone on for so long. You take a piece of land owned by the government, and you make sure it's listed as worth $1 million. And then you buy it for $1 million. You put together a group. Your name's out of it. Your group buys it for $1 million. You give them a sweetheart deal. And 3 months later, they turn around and resell it for $18 million. Well, do you believe it was ever worth $1 million if 3 months later you could turn around and resell it for $18 million? And this is how government employees get rich. And it goes on all the time in Las Vegas. It's unbelievable how the government is ripping off the people. And the politicians are ripping off the people, and the government bureaucrats are ripping off the people and their pensions. Oh, my God. This segment of the show is sponsored by My Doctor Suggests, by the way. In this crazy world, man, we're all under so much stress. Everything that's going on is so stressful. You've got to take good care of yourself. You've got to be healthy. My Doctor Suggests has alkaline structured silver products that destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria, and it makes such a difference in my life. I can only give you personal testimony, but such a difference in my life. My voice is now a workhorse. No problems, no colds in almost 4 years, no more brain fog, no more leaky gut syndrome. Those are the little things that bother me. Thank God, knock on wood, I've been healthy my whole life in general, but little things are bothering me, and it's amazing. Instead of getting up at 8 in the morning after 8 hours sleep and being tired and foggy, I get up at 6 in the morning after 4 or 5 hours sleep, and I'm sharp as a laser-guided missile thanks to their silver solution. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Call them at 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. 9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use the promo code root or tell them Wade Root sent you and you get 20% off every single order. Not the first order, all orders from My Doctor Suggests. But it's just amazing. It turns out everybody involved in this scam, this coup to take out the President of the United States, all of them are either CIA or they're with the Clintons or with the Obamas. They're all so prejudiced. It's amazing. Devin Nunez's opening statement on the whistleblower report says, hearsay evidence by biased operative. Nice job by Devin. And Congressman Ratcliffe deflates Democrat impeachment hopes, lists off partisan whistleblowers' numerous errors and lies. This is no different than the FISA warrant. It's a bunch of spooks and a bunch of Democrats and a bunch of deep state scumbags who got together to try and put together a coup against the president with the help of the national media. Ratcliffe pointed out numerous errors, conjecture, and lies in the whistleblower report. Chairman Schiff wrote in a letter on September 13th, accusing you of being part of an unlawful cover-up. And then the Speaker of the House took it one step further. She went on national TV and said, not once but twice you broke the law. He's talking about Trump. You were publicly accused of committing a crime, falsely accused of committing a crime. You were required, as you noted, to follow the opinion of the Justice Department, 11-page report on whether or not you were required to report the whistleblower complaint, correct? So you were publicly accused, you were wrongly accused, and yet here today I've not heard an apology. Welcome to the House of Representatives with Democrats in charge. Wow. And then he gives a list of all the lies by the whistleblower. The whistleblower is in fact wrong in numerous respects. None of it's first-hand information. The sources of the whistleblower are the Washington Post, New York Times, Politico, The Hill, Bloomberg, and ABC News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Say.